saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Tour set, pop!
Bora Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I don't know what's going on. Okay, can you hear and see me now?
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode and the series. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out. You'll get three new ones sent to you every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. Of course, you can grab us at any of the usual spots, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give a rating, leave a review while you're at it. That always helps out so much. We've had some fantastic guests on lately, including Guy Garvey of Elbow, comedian Martin Amini, Nathan Stewart Jarrett and George McKay talking about the movie Femme, Rudy Mancuso, who stars in Musica on Prime Video, Hamish Linklater as Abraham Lincoln in Manhunts on Apple TV+, Gary Clark Jr. was here, Danielle McDonald from The Tourist, Sheryl Crow, Desi Leidick from The Daily Show, The Jesus and Mary Chain, The Veronica, Luke Hemmings, Joe Keery, and our 900th episode special featuring Brandon Flowers of The Killers, Gracie Abrams, Michael C. Hall, Dolly Parton, Michael Shannon, Sarah Silverman, Shelley Hennig. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Maggie Lindemann. We're going to be talking about her EP called Head Split. She'll tell us how this shortened set might ramp up to her next big thing, wanting to be more experimental and writing about love and the fear of losing it. Maggie's also going to detail why she likes working with Sick Brain, who makes another appearance here, the intimidation that comes with a new generation coming up behind her, and looking to Gwen Stefani and Evanescence's Amy Lee when looking for career guidance, as well as what it was like to see her new songs surpass the career-launching Pretty Girl. You get all that and more as we're talking Head Splits. It's Kyle Meredith with Maggie Lindemann.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you. Let me say first that congrats. This is a very powerful new release that you've got here.
Thank you.
I've heard you say that this is a new era. This and that makes sense. I think most albums or releases kind of tend to, I think that I would hope they would be to some degree. But what is it? What is happening right now? What does this music mean in the grand scope of your life?
I think with every release, it's just a moment in my life, a little glimpse into what's going on at the moment. So I think same thing with this EP. It's like a little glimpse of what's going on right now. And I wanted to do an EP because, well, I didn't think I was ready to do an album. So that's why I chose an EP. I think I just wanted to do like a little moment before the next big thing.
And it's splitting hairs. I feel like what people call anything, because, you know, when Led Zeppelin was putting out records, 8 tracks would have been an album. I mean, and no one would have blinked, you know. It's, but I get it, because I guess it means something more. If you're calling an album, like, that's a bigger statement.
Yeah, I think so. I think albums are just a little bit more serious. I don't know. I think EPs are obviously serious too. It's still a body of work, but I think albums are just looked at a little bit more seriously. I don't know.
Well, it does find you, at least, well, let's start musically, in a different place than where you left off with Sucker Punch. And I think, like, you sort of set everybody up a little bit. You said this is not, I don't remember how you said it, not as heavy or maybe softer or something like that. What did you want to do musically before we get to all the other big thematics?
I just wanted to do a little bit more experimental stuff. I think when I first started this EP, it was way more experimental. I think it kind of toned down a little bit, but I don't know, I just wanted to try some new sounds, like some electronic sounds and stuff like that, and just kind of see what sticks, see what people gravitate towards, and yeah, and just like use that information for the next project.
Oh, there's some great moments on here too. Like, I was looking at You Hold My Love, that mood, there is a mood on that, and the drums, like, it even reminded me of a little bit of the Prodigy. If you remember Prodigy with Firestarter, mm-hmm. Breathe and all that? Like that's happening. Like, is that something that just comes natural? Like, you just start writing music and you kind of let it flow? I mean, do you ever actually say, oh, I need this to sound like this, whatever that means?
No, I think usually it just happens pretty naturally. I think sometimes I'll go in with a certain sound or something in mind, and then usually it changes like throughout the process of creating the song. Sometimes when it's written, it sounds completely different from its final form. So, yeah, I think everything just happens very naturally.
And it's only afterwards you can kind of see how it all makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
What was going on? Well, that's it. You know, because of course, you know, we hear the lyrics in here, and there are some heavy moments on here. I think there are some celebratory moments on here too. But also coming out of where you were on Sucker Punch, for this to be the snapshot that you're in now, and knowing that you just released that, you know, concert doc at the end of the year, do you find, like, with any artist, I wonder about this, like, you're coming off of promoting Sucker Punch, and you've been doing it for a while, but you've changed. You've already changed from whoever you were at the beginning of that. Do you find that you're having to represent a version of you that you aren't anymore in those moments?
Not really, because it's all versions of myself. So I never really feel like anything's not me. Sometimes I feel like maybe I'm past the moment, but I don't ever feel like, yeah, anything's not me. But yeah, sometimes I'll be moved on from something, but it's all me still.
What's the version of you? What's going on in this version of you right here? And, you know, I hit a few, like, I talked about the heavier stuff. I mean, Hostage. And I think I'm, you know, feeling trapped in your own mind despite being in a good place in your life. There's that part of deprecating, you know, someone who's constantly installing the false narrative in your head. Like, this is, I don't know how you see this, because I'd love to hear sort of what you find yourself talking about as the big theme in this, because what could be a celebratory moment over the past few years, you're finding what? That it's not quite what you thought?
I don't know. I think we're always moving into different moments in our lives, and I don't know. I never saw it that way of like coming out of the last project and then like the celebratory thing. I feel like that comment has came up a lot in interviews I've done. And for me, there has been a lot of celebratory moments, and I'm very proud of like the accomplishments I've had and the place I'm in now. But I just think that now I'm talking about a different part of my life that I haven't really talked about before. With my past projects, it's been kind of different topics than I'm talking about in this project. So in this project, it's really focused on love and being in love and that feeling of being in love, but having that fear in the back of your mind that's been instilled in you that like everyone leaves, and having that just anxiety. So I think it's just a different aspect of my life that I'm talking about now. So it's not about not celebrating my accomplishments, but it's just about now I'm diving into different parts of my life that are now the most important things to me in the moment.
Is that where Die For sort of comes from? Because that's one of the coolest lines talking about love that I think I've heard in a while.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, definitely. It's just about, you know, finding that person, and yeah, just the feeling of you would do anything for that person.
I don't ask this in any kind of insinuation, but it's interesting to ask in a moment like this, like, do you think forever is possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think, you know, forever is not always easy, but I think it's possible.
And we'll be right back right after this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Maggie Lindemann. I also want to ask about some of the people you're teaming up with on here, because you got some great guests. Sick Brain's back on here. Not the first time you guys have collaborated. What brings you back to that collaboration?
I just like her screams a lot. So I feel like I'm always finding myself working with her. I also just like working with her because she's my friend in real life. So I feel like it just happens very naturally. But yeah, I don't scream. I wish I could, but I feel like that's why I always like working with her, because she's kind of like, in my brain, I see her as like me, but the me that screams. So I always really like working with her.
I mean, that's I guess that's accessing something that you're technically not able to.
Yeah, exactly.
And going on here, at 24, this feels like a very important moment on the record. To me, I don't mind. I hope you don't mind just the broad question here, but what's going on in this one? Because it's really good.
Thank you. Just the feeling of getting older. And there's some moments, you know, when I drop a album or an EP that feels like I'm on top of the world, but I feel like things always come in waves. So you could feel on top of the world and like everything's going well, but then a couple months later you could feel like lost again and like, okay, now what? And I think that's just what 24 is about, is getting older and you're seeing all these new talents coming in. And a lot of them are really young. Like people are 16, 17, and they're doing amazing. And I think it shouldn't be like this, but it is really a weird feeling to just know that you're getting older and you're not 16 anymore. And I'm officially entering my late 20s right now. And that's just a really scary feeling, especially being a woman. I feel like we are put under so much pressure to achieve so much at a young age. And it's just not always the case, you know? Like, I might not hit my prime till I'm 30, and that might be the time where I release my best music. You just never know. And that's just a scary feeling of, oh my God, am I running out of time, basically?
What do you do to cope with it? I mean, Do you have, I don't know if idols is the right word, but do you have people that are older than you that you kind of use as a sounding board in any of these moments?
Not really. Honestly, I don't have any like coping mechanisms to anything in my life, but I think it's just one of those things that's inevitable. You're going to get older. So it's not something, there's nothing you can do to change it, you know? But I think if anything, like I do look at like Gwen Stefani, because she was at her prime and she wasn't, I think, oh, I don't want to get her age wrong, but I know she was in her late 20s, early 30s when she started popping off with No Doubt. So I think that's really inspiring to see. But yeah, I don't know. I also like to look at people's careers and just see that, okay, they're still doing really well and they're, you know, older. So that's really helpful.
But also should be said, I mean, the way that you've taken control of your career, that's something that so many of those other folks, they haven't done. They don't know how to do, you know, they don't even understand how to do. And that's, I mean, I don't know what you can say about that, but like for the way that you've done it, like why was it, it's an obvious question. Why was it so important? And how much of the outlook do you keep in mind when you're guiding this new era?
I don't know. This new era was really, this one was a difficult one for me because I felt like I just did Paranoia and Sucker Punch back to back. Like I started working on Sucker Punch literally like right after Paranoia came out. And so during this era, I guess, I just felt really, like, I didn't know what I was doing at all. Like, I think it all really came together. Like, I was going to sessions being like, I have no idea what I want to do. I just know I want to do it, and we need to just figure it out. So this era, like, I feel like in the past, I've had such a specific set mind on what I want to do. And this one was kind of like, I don't know what I want to do. I just want to do it. And somehow it really came together. And the aesthetic came together and the songs came together. And I'm really happy that they did, because there was a point I was like, oh my God, this is just a mess. Like, I don't know what I'm, I don't know. But I think I really followed my style the most, like my current sense of style. Just wanting to be more evanescency, like in my style, where I'm wearing more black and I'm not wearing as much plaid, or like, I don't know. I that's what I really followed the most, was my fashion, which I guess sounds kind of weird to like be like, oh, how did you get, you know, an EP based off your fashion? But yeah, that's the truth.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Maggie Lindemann. I mean, a lot of musicians will talk about, they talk about music in the form of color. I mean, you hear, I know yeah. There's a word for that and I'm forgetting it, but it, I feel like that's the same thing. I mean, when you're talking about aesthetic, why not let that be the starting place? Because it's as good as anything else.
Yeah.
So when you're starting to think about that, I mean, maybe not visualizing it from the beginning, but what did you come up with? I mean, obviously you said the black thing and style does become, like, how far do you take? Is it like world creating in a bit of a way?
Yeah, it's like, well, I think if you've looked at any of my projects, you can see that the way I dressed matched perfectly with what I was doing. Like when I listen to Paranoia and then I see my Instagram in that era, it matches. Like, it makes sense to me because I'm like, oh, of course. You're wearing, you know, the big platform shoes and you have like little mini skirts on and a red streak. And it just felt so like fun and young. And with this project, I am getting older. You know, I'll be 26 soon. And I wanted to be more grown. And I wanted to be more like, I guess, like chic in my fashion. I wanted to be more like, okay, like long black dresses, like lace, different makeup looks. I really dove into like different makeup looks in this. And I just wanted to have this more like witchy, like whimsical look to me, because I really feel like this project has more of that feeling, the whimsical feeling, than my past ones.
I like that you mentioned Amy Lee too, or Evanescence, because that's a great touch point. Yeah. For that kind
I love her. She's been my inspo. She's always my inspo.
And putting that past sort of behind you, I was looking at that. I think you celebrate a little bit Hostage surpassing Pretty Girl on the streams. I'm like, it's going to be a nice moment right there too, because for something that so many hung that, you know, song on, for you to blow it out of the water, you know, over and over.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. It just feels good because obviously I appreciate that song so much. You know, it did so much for me and I love that people love it, but I want people to love my new stuff and acknowledge my new stuff. So to see that it did better and it was doing better than Pretty Girl was a really good feeling, just to see people, oh, okay, cool. People care about my new stuff too. That's cool.
Well, I'll second that. Seriously, this Head Split, it's such a powerful project that you put out there, a great EP. Looking forward to hearing this stuff live.
Yes, me too.
thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Of course. No, thank you for having me.
My thanks to Maggie. The EP, the new EP, is called Headsplit. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. That way you get three new interviews sent to you every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover the new ones. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And again, please do leave a rating and a review while you're at it. After that, head over to WFPK.org. And that's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent episodes featured some classics and favorites from Tracy Chapman and Prince, Lake Street Dive, Matthew Sweet, Paul Simon, Big Thief, Sun Little, The Black Keys, Counting Crows, Otis Redding, Valerie June, The Libertines, Lizzie No, Joan Jett, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Modern English, Garbage, Brittany Howard, Joe Strummer, Weezer, Sunny Day Real Estate, Beth Gibbons, and my interview with Nadine Condon, the former publicist of Jefferson Starship and Starship. Again, just an example of what you get every weeknight, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. I do hope you listen. You can also find me on my any of the social media pages. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So please do like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.